We are on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. The last five words from the Amid. Amar Abaybo, Amar Abyanai, Ein Talmud Chochem Rashoi Lamed Mipnei Rabbi Elo Shaches Va'arbis. A Talmud Chochem is not permitted to stand up in front of the Rebbe only twice in a Mesles. Shaches v'albis. Kedei shelo yia kvoidai merubai mikvoid shamayim. Because if you'll be doing this, you're being mechabed the rabbi more than you're mechabed the rabbeinu shalom. So let us see Rashi. Mikvoid shamayim. Sherei pnei yoitzroi einei mekabel elo shaches v'albis. Rashi means mistama kabolos eil malchus shamayim is only twice in a mesles. Hilkach, Misha oimed mipnei rabbi shachres, einei rashoi lamed miponov ela alvis. You cannot overdo the cover that you're giving to rabbi more than the cover that is being given to the rabbi nishalayla. Meisve, so the Gemara asks Akash on this, Rab Shimon ben Elozar oimer, minayin lezokin shelo yatriach. How do we know that a zaken should avoid being matriach an oilam? And he should not, if he could avoid passing through that, they should stand, that they won't have to stand up for him, he should do this. Talmud loimer, zaken v'yoreisa. So we darshan the zaken, the Talmud chochem also should v'yoreisa melekecha, try to avoid being matriach, the Bnei Yisrael. The Amrit Shaches Va'alvis Bilvat, if you're telling me the whole Din Chiyuv of Kimeh for a Zokain is only twice, Amai Loi Nitrach, so why shouldn't he be Matriach? Chiyuvu. Elolav, this Gemara needs an explanation, but just let's finish the Gemara. Elolav kula yoimim. So it seems that the Chiyuv is not the way we had said till now, that the Chiyuv is only twice a day. The Chiyuv is a whole day. Whenever the rabbi passes by, you have to stand up for him. So the mail, and that's what we're saying, he should not be matrich. Try to avoid, not that it should be 100 times during the day, try to avoid that it should only be 50 times a day. So the Gemara says, loy, it's no raya, it's no kasha, loy lom shachis va'arvis bilvat. Could be the chiv is only shachis va'arvis. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar is saying that if you could avoid the Shaches V'Alvis, you should also avoid it. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Amai loy, my tirche ike, urche de milsehu. This is a normal procedure. So the Gemara is very unclear what the Shakla Vitalia is, according to Rashi. So I saw in Dibris Moshe, Rav Moshe wants to explain as follows. What is Pshat in this memra of Rav Shimon ben Elozar, minayin lezokein shelo yatriach? He should not be matriach do'ilom. So that means if he has a possibility, a capability of entering the base medrash through a side door, and he's there already, and he doesn't have to be matriach the holoilam, he should do this. But the Gemara understood that this is not always possible. Not every time is there a side door, not every time is the chochem near the side door that he's capable of doing this. So the Gemara understood that there are times when one could avoid being mamid doilam, being matriach doilam. There's times when he can't avoid it. He has to go through. So the Gemara understood. So Rab Shimon ben Elozar is saying, well, whenever you could avoid being mamid oilam, being matrir oilam, please do that zakin v'yareisa. So that is, if there's a chiyuv, whenever we see a Talmud Chochem, so Shimon Alaza is saying that, listen, they shouldn't have to stand up 100 times from you, let them stand up, make sure it should only be 50 times. So that's good. But if you say that you only have to stand up 2 times a day, only in the morning and at night, more than that is b'chal no meduba. So the Gemara understood the zikha times when the Chochem can't avoid making that the Olam should stand up. I mean, the zikha times, so the Gemara said, so make sure that one of these times should be in the morning. I mean, what are you telling him? There's only 2 times. He can't avoid being mamed Olam completely. So make sure that 1 time should be in the morning, 1 time should be at night. You couldn't avoid it, sai v'sai, and finished. So what is Rav Shimon Alaza telling? What should I do? I mean, that's zicha, I can't all the time avoid it. So what do you want from me? During the day, I can walk in, no one is going to bat an eyelash, because no one's going to stand up for me. So there's only 2 times during the day. The b'chav is a chiyuv kimeh, shachris v'alvis. So what do you want from me? What is expected from me that I should be meineya, the zikha times when I can't be meineya, and I should make sure that these times should be in the morning and the night. The lashon is bal koponim beis pomim b'yoyim. Lo yuchal harav lahakiv. That's zicha, at least 2 times a day, he can't avoid making that the people should stand up. Lo yuneikul yoyseh sheyamid eilo habeis pomim shachis va'abiz. Lo yitztayich harav lehizoyer kol hayoyim. So like this is a din v'yoreisa, it's poshut. That the times that he can't avoid, make one in the morning and one at night and finished. And that's all that he has to do. What is this zehiris that is being requested from him? The Gemara answered, no, the zehiris is, if there'll be any day that you can avoid bechlal, being mamed oilam afilu shachris v'arvis, so make sure to do that. Even though this is not possible every day, but al kaponim, that's what Rav Shimon Alaza is telling us. Zokt taisvis. Ein Talmud Chochem Rashoi Lamed Mipnei Rabboi Ela Shachris Ba'arbis. Teime Loma Ikpid Rove Lael. We learned before Rove was serving the Talmidei Chachamim, and then others didn't, they were sitting back and they accepted his services, and Rove had a Hakpode. Shema, you're only allowed to do it twice a day. Shema Koma Miponav Shachris Ba'arbis V'lava Daitais. What do you have Hakpode? It's twice a day. Maybe these people already stood up for you. You didn't notice everyone who's standing up for you. So what do you have to do? I mean, they're only allowed to do it twice a day. Could be they did it already. So what do you want from them? V'nira leforish, the din ze einei noyeg ala ba'oysom hadorim bebeis harav. This din only twice a day is only applicable by Talmidim who are bebeis harav. The mistama omdu shachis vavis, and that's it. That means they're kaseida bebeis harav, so they stand up in the morning, they stand up in the night, and that's finished. Aval talmidim acherim, who are not always in the beis harav, chayovin lamid afilu meya pa'omim bayoim, shema yira acher v'yechashdem. If they're not bebeis haravs, and I see he's sitting, so then there's a chiv on me to stand up. The Marit learns als Marisayin. Ramesha wants to say, since it is not Muchach that there was a ki meshachis va'arvis, so there's a chiv, you have to show your covet. Like this, it's a zuzel, bekvoid harav, if you're not standing up. Va'afilo oison shedorim bebeis harav nami imbo ponim chadosh yusrichim lamoy. So what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying that this taket, the chiyuv kime, that's the pashtus. The chiyuv kime in Yesod is only twice a day. Shachris va'arvis. But this is, if there's no other problem involved, that means everyone who's there knows that this kime existed. So then there's no need to stand up more than that. But if there are people who are not by the Rav, the Beis HaRav the whole day, so I don't know when they entered, when they came in, so, or there's a Ponim Chadoshes that enters the Beis HaRav, they're also unaware when they stood up, or if they didn't stand up already. So then there's a Chiyev Keseida to stand, and that was the Chiyev on these Talmidim. Ein Talmidei Chachomim, Teimet. Now that this is a Tosfos Yishoni, the Chikol Hani de Lael Mayri Beloy Komu Shaches Va'Alves. So look, the Tosfos Yishoni is also asking Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos Yishoni does not want to say this Teretz of Marasayim Beis HaRav. V'Tzorech Loimar Einei Rashoi Einei Chayev Kedeperashti Lael. So Tosfos says it does not mean you're not permitted. It means you're not mechuyev. So I saw Mishnah Salevi, so he asks, so what's the teretz? We're asking Akasha, in all those cases, why was there a akpodet? Akasha was not allowed to. So the teretz was, they're not mechuyiv to. So, but if they're not mechuyiv to, so it's still we're up to the question, why was there a akpodet? If what's the difference, they're not allowed to, they're not mechuyiv to. Lamaisa, why was there an akpodet? What is pshat the teretz? So, I think Pshat the Teretz is as follows. The Gemara says before, what was the Hakpodet? Rava was serving them. And he was Meichel Al-Kaboidoi. There was no Shaila on his... he was serving them. Rav Shemoch Al-Kaboidoi, Kaboidoi Mochel. But the Tviya and the Talmid HaChachamim were, they're getting service from a Rebbe, and they're taking it so nonchalantly, like it's a very poshut zach. They should show that they really don't want to accept this anhoge. They'd love to stand up for him, and that's the hiddah. They have to show him they really want to be mechabedim. They don't want to accept the situation that this should be a true situation, that the Rebbe should be mechabedim. So that means a sheirus of a Rebbe is mechayev. That means if the Rebbe is serving a Talmud, the Talmud has to show him that he really can't stomach this. You want this, so Ratzayin is ekvoidi, but I would, he just has to show that he would very much like to stand up for him. That is the hiddur. Show that. That's all what Rebbe was asking from them. Not to sit back and fill up this glass also. I mean, that was a pizdizuzel in kvoidai shel rove. So it could be the kasha of the Tosfos Yishonim was, if there's an issa, I can't show you that I want to stand up for you because I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to. I can talk, but rove wanted that they should show they want to stand up. So that's the Tosfos Yishonim says, how can I show you I want to stand up if I'm not allowed? I stood up for you in the morning. I can't stand up now. I'll talk to you. I'll thank you. But I can't stand up. So Tosfos says, and the other wanted, show that you want to stand up. So Tosfos says, you're allowed to stand up. There's no chiv to stand up. So Mamela, so if there's no chiv, Abba Kaponim, after Asheris, show that you would like to stand up. There's no iser in standing up. So show that you'd want to stand up. That's to me, this is Pshat and Tosfos. Zachte Gemara weiter. Oma Rabbelozo, kol Talmud Chochem sheinei oimed mipnei Rabbo. Mordike Zach, Talmud Chochem does not stand up in front of his Rebbe. Nikra Roshe. He's a Roshe. Number one. Number two, ve'einai marich yomim. He won't have ariches yomim. And number three, the Talmud doi mishtakech. Whatever he learned, he'll forget. That means it's a shrekleche zach. Shenema. And how do we know this? It's a posik. V'toiv lo yiyah l'roshe. Toiv is going on Torah. Lekach toiv nasati lachem. V'toiv lo yiyah l'roshe. This roshe, we'll see soon how the Gemara knows, the pasuk is speaking about that he's not standing up for his rebbe. B'toim lo yil l'roshe. This roshe that does not stand up for his rebbe will not be zeiche to the teiv of teiv. He's going to forget it. V'lo yarech yomim, and he won't have ariches yomim. It'll be ketzel. He'll build his whole life will be like a passing shadow. Why? Asher einenu yorei mifnei elikim. Because this person is not a yirei elikim. Now what yirei shemaim are we speaking about that he's not a yirei elikim? Moirezu eine yedei amau. I don't know exactly how to pinpoint what yirei shemaim is being demanded of him. Kshoimer v'yorei som yelikecho. It says by the mitzvah of kimim. They say v'otokom v'hadarto pnei zokim v'yoreisa me'alekecha. So there it says that by doing this, you should do this at the v'yoreisa me'alekecha. Arei moirezu kima. So that what it says v'loyorei alekim, and in neyom efneki means he's not mekaim the v'yoreisa me'alekecha. He's not being come b'fnei rabbi. Frek the gemara. Ve'ema moiras ribis, or moiras mishkolis. We'll see by ribis and mishkolis, it also is mentioned yire. So maybe that's what the pasuk is speaking about, a person who takes ribis, who does not have accurate weights. Maybe the pasuk is speaking about him. Is Rabbi Elozo, pnei goma. So the Gemara says, no, he learned out, pnei. Here it says, mipinei seva toko. So by kim it says, aloshem pnei. Here it says, veinenu yorei milifnei holikim. It also says pnei. So veinenu yorei milifnei holikim is going on mipinei seva toko. That's what the Gemara answers. Oh, before we go further, I forgot to mention something. We had just learned before that there's the din of kima mipnei rabbi is shachis v'avis. Either there's no chiyuv only twice a day, or there's a nisa more than twice a day. So Ramesh is mesupik. What's by kibud of aim? What is the din there? It's very interesting. Our Gemara is only speaking about Ein Talmud Chochem Rashoi Lamoid Mipnei Rabboi. So the Gemara is speaking about a certain case. The Kima of a Talmud Chochem Mipnei Rabboi. And what's with the Chiyev Kima of a son Mipnei Oviv? The Gemara is not speaking about it. So it would seem that there is a bigger Chiyev. That's how it would seem. She doesn't understand why. Shalashutvim Bodom. And Rabbi Nishalom gives more than the Ovi V'imoy. So why don't we have the same Tviya? He blabs by itself here. My Shvager showed me, it's interesting, Vol Chashulchan and Simon Reish Mem Sivchav Balad is also Mesupik in the Shaila. Like no one talks about it. Is there a Chiv Kol Ayoyim by parents? But there he wants to give a reason that could be that al kibud of is a greater chiyuv than kvoid amokim, and it has taka to be the whole day. Where do we see such a thing? Because we had Taisa before brought down a Yerushalmi, kabet as Hashem mehoincha, that the kibud of the Rabbi Nishlom should be mashech onancha. You have a house, you put on a mezuzah, you have tvue, you can be mafresh to mitzvah maisres. Mashe'en came by kabid esavicha besimecha, this tnai is not injected mehoincha. If you don't have yamarzer al apsochem, so we see that there in a certain nekude kibud of is more chomol than kvoid amokim. So that's how the Al Chashulchan explains the shaila. So could be that kvoid oviv is noyig. Come upon him by him. Yeah. Now let us see Rashi. וטויב לא יהיה לראשו, אין טויב אלא תוירה, שנמה כי לקח טויב, אלמה תלמודי משתקח, he won't have any tail, forget his tail. ולא יאריך יומים אלא כצל, מה טעם, לפני שאולפי שאין היור מפני השם, ומויר זו קימי כדמפורש ועוזו. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's kima? Maybe it's ribis. Meiro ribis. Gabi ribis namiksi valtikach meitai viyareisa. Vechen gabi mishkolis, even shleima vetzedek. So the Gemara says, I learn out pnei pnei goma. Ksiv hoche milifnei, eneni yor milifnei hoalekim. And ksiv hosam mipnei seva. So the lifnei is going on the pnei mipnei seva talking. Let us see Taisus. Ve'ema moire mishkoles. Perish bekunteris, gabi mishkoles ksiv even shleima v'tzedek yelecha. V'koshe. So Taisus, yeah, that's true. That one should have accurate weights. But the loyma tzinu b'shumakim d'chsiv b'hu moira b'hege. Where does it say moira? The Moshe, maybe it's going on mishkolas. Rashi said, yeah, you have to have accurate weight. But where does it say moira over there? V'yesh gersim michshayles. Not mishkolas weights, michshayles. D'chsiv if they iver loisitein michshol v'yoreisa me'alekecha. Oh, that's what the Gemara means. Maybe it's going on a lifnei iver. A person who's over lifnei iver. Im Taima, so Taisvus asks, oh, if the shail of the Gemara is that maybe this posik and then the yor milifnei alekim is going on michshailis on lifnei iver, im kaimai mishani pnei pnei goma, so what's the teretz? Gabi michshal namiksiv lifnei iver leisitei michshal. So mamela, so we're back where we started from. It also says pnei, fakert, it says mamish lifnei lifnei, lifnei iver milifnei alekim. Beishloime de loy domin. Da mide mipnei zokin, shayich liro mipnei Hashem, kedi oma es Hashem alekecho tiro le rabbeis talmidei chachomen. So we have to understand what Taisus is answering. Taisus says, the Gemara says pnei pnei. The Gemara says, the Taisus says pnei pnei is also applicable by lifnei iver. So now Taisvah says, Amidah b'nei zokin shayich lira mipnei Hashem, says Hashem alakecha tira l'rabbeis talmidei chachomim. So, what shat in this teretz, how does this stim with the Gemara? So Ramayshe Mutshetzich and Dibras Mayshe, I think Taisvah means to say as follows. Taisvah means to say, mipnei seva tokum, when you're standing up for a seva, when you're standing up for a Talmud Chochem, this is an hage of Kvoid Shamayim. This kime is Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Gemara darshins es Hashem Eloikecha Tira l'rabbeis Talmidei Chachomim. So in the posik of es Hashem Eloikecha Tira, the es HaTofel, to Hashem Alekech, which is going out to be the Chachamim. So this is called the Tira of a Talmud Chochem is Kevoit Shamayim. So therefore, Taisus is saying Shat Pnei Pnei, Mipnei Seva Tokum is Lifnei Alekim, you're standing because a Seva is Kevoit Shamayim. So it's Asheyorim Lifnei Alekim, if you're not standing up, so there's a header of Yirah Shemayim, lifnei iver leisitei michshel, v'yareisem alekech, I'm warning you not to put a michshel. But napshad is a person who doesn't make a michshel, he's a Yirah Shemayim. Here, the etzim kime for a Talmud Chochim, that is yorei mipnei Hashem, because that's Hashem alekech atir, l'rabbi, istamid l'chachomim. Rabbi Yitzchak Meforish, that it could be Geiris Mishkailis, the Metzinen Moire b'Mishkailis, Kinem Rinen b'Medrish Zocher Eis Asheros Elecho Amolek, Va'ato Oyev V'Yogeyo, so the Medrish says, Amoire l'Kezach, Va'ato, you were Oyev V'Yogeyo, Klal Yisrael was Oyev V'Yogeyo, V'lo Yorei Elekim, in Klal Yisrael were not Yirei Elekim. And that's why Amolek came. Heinu, where were they not Yerayakim? Heinu Bishvil HaMishkoilis. Al Ovin Zebo HaMolek. HaMolek came because Klai Yisrael were not Yerayakim and didn't know Mishkoilis. The boss of Pashas Mishkoilis Ksim Zohar Eisa Shosa Lecho HaMolek for Pashas Kiseitze. V'hainu Dersiv B'Mishlei. So in Mishlei it says, Mozne Mirmo Ta'aves Hashem. A person who has non-accurate weights, that's a te'eva for the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Evin Shlema, a person who has an accurate weight, Ritzoinoi. The Somach Lei Bozodin Vayove Kolin Klemish Al Ovin Ze Bozodin Vekolin Shalamolik. So Memele, so in Pashas Kiseitze, the Pasuk is telling us the reason why Amolek came, because you were Layore Elikim, and the Layor Elikim was that there was a Michshel in Mishkailes Lagabi Klal Yisrael. So we see that a person who's Michshel in Mishkailes is called a Layor Elikim. Iboyelo. Now the Gemara declares a new Shaila. Binoi Vohu Raboi Mahu Lamoid Mipnei Oviv. What is the din if you have Yaakov and Reuven? Yaakov is the father, and Reuven is the son. So there's the chiyuv kibud on Reuven, kvoid Oviv. But Reuven is the Rebbe of Yaakov. So there's the chiyuv kibud on Yaakov to Reuven als Rebbe. So now you have two distinct chiyuvei kibud. Reuven is mechuyev to be mechabed his father. Yaakov is mechuyev to be mechabed his Rebbe. So now the Gemara is going to declare a shayla, is Reuven Mechuyev to stand up for Yaakov? So why did it study a shayla? Since each one is Mechuyev to be Mechabah the other one, so it cancels out. Like you'll have two equal Talmidei Chachamim. So one is not Mechuyev to stand up for the other. We're both equal in Torah. Or, maybe we don't say this, maybe one chiyuv kibud is bigger than the other chiyuv. So memele, that was the shayla. So the shayla was, b'noi v'hu rabbi, a son who is a rebbe of his father, mahu lamoid mipnei oviv. Is he mechuyev to stand up for his father? Do I say, since he's a chiyuv kibud on his father to him, so Mamela it cancels out, or do I say no? He's Mechuyev to be Mechabed his father. So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have a Maisa, a recorded Maisa, the Omele Shmuel, the Rav Yehuda, Shinene, he told, he was a Shonen, he was sharp, Rav Yehuda, he told Rav Yehuda, Kum Mikami Avuch, stand up for your father. Now, Rav Yehuda was at the Rebbe of his father, Rav Yecheskel. We had this before. Rabbi Cheskel told him over a baraisa, and he told him, Leitis Nayoch. You know, that's not the right way you learn the baraisa. He told him how the baraisa, so it seems he was the Rebbe of his father. And Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, stand up for your father. Oh, so we see Klal. This Shaila already was Bimei, Rabbi Yehuda and his father, and Shmuel paskin the Shaila. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, stand up for your father, Rabbi Yecheskel. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yecheskel, the Baal Maisim Avon. Nah, Shmuel wasn't speaking about this Nekuda, that there's a chiyuv to stand up for his father als father. He wasn't speaking about that. He told me, you're mechuyev to stand up for your father, because your father's a Baal Maisim. He did the very choshev Maisim. So for that, you're mechuyev to stand up for him. Shmuel also stood up for Rabbi Yecheskel. So there was a new mechayev. So it could very well be these two chiyuvim cancel out. Could be the chiyuv of there is a chiyuv of kvod aviv and there is a chiyuv of kvod rabbi. Could be they cancel out. But Rabbi Yecheskel had another maila. He was a baal maisim. Afilu Shmuel was the rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda also stood up for him. So there's no chayev from this psak. Fragt die Gemorre, Elo, Mai, komm alle. So what is he telling him? So why do you have to tell them? I mean, if that's pshat and this mice, that it was about mice, so what? Rabbi Yehuda couldn't figure this out by himself. He saw the Rebbe stood up for him, so he saw that he's about mice. So exactly, you have to stand up for the father. So why do you have to tell him this whole thing? Hachi kamale zinnin da osi me achayre. He told him a very interesting pshat. He says, sometimes I'm walking, and in a block away your father's walking. Behind me. Kum at mi kamei leitechish likore didi. He told him, Amir de Kipsak. He says, you'll be sitting. You'll see me walking towards you. No, the Rebbe. You have to stand up from the Rebbe. So you'll be standing up. Then when your father will pass by, you're standing already. You were standing for the Rebbe. So you were not Mekayim Kima for your father. So I'm telling you, don't stand up. That's what he told him. I want you to stand up for your father. So you need a psak for this. So that means when I walk by, you sit, and as soon as your father passes by, stand up. I want you to be Mechabed your father. So let us see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Vohu Rabboi, Haben Rabboi Shel Oviv. Mikamei Ovuch. And he told him, stand up for your father. V'haver gav the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi the Rabbi Yecheskel Abu Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yecheskel, Kidamrin Elael. Abbe Loites Nayoch, he told his father how the Baraisa should be learned. So the Gemara says, no, he's about Maisim. So the Gemara says, Alamai Kamalai. So why do you have to tell him? Amai Tzorech Lazure. He loved the male of Bnei, Hero Baalma, Dafa Pishu Rabbi, Chayv Lamed Mipolam. If he's talking about Baal Maisim, and Shmuel himself stood up for him, so you don't have told this to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara said, no, he was told him a Mechudish Tika Aloche, that don't stand up for me, that when your father passes by, you should stand up for your father. Fragt die Gemara weiter, I boye lohu. Na de Gemara klaus anu shayla. Benoi, vehu raboi, mahu sheyamit oviv mipono. Na de Gemara is asking the other way around. Does the father have to stand up for the son? So the Ran seems to say, the Gemara is going imtim salayma. If we will say that the son has to stand, the Gemara wasn't pushed. But if you'll say that the son has to stand up for the father, do we say that the father has to stand up for the son? And what are the tzdodei hashayla? The tzdodei hashayla are as follows. It could be that kvoid oviv is more chomo than kvoid rabbi. So it could be that's why the son has to stand up for the father. The father doesn't have to stand up for the son. That could be. So then if that's pshat, so I said before, son has to stand up for father, but then a father will need to stand up for a son. Or it could be pshat is like this. Could be pshat is that, not that the kvoid oviv is more choshev than kvoid rabbi. No, pshat is, they're equal. They're equal. It's kvoid oviv, kvoid rabbi, they're equal. But they don't cancel out because they're different sibis. It's not equivalent to two similar talmidei chachamim. Two similar talmidei chachamim, there's no reason why she mechabed you, she mechabed me. We know the same. Unless you're a rabbi, then there's no rabbi involved. So there's no reason for each one to be mechaber the other one. But over here, there are two distinct reasons. Als oviv de zachiv and als rabbi de zachiv. So it could be, so even though afilo im timtza loima, that benoi is mechuyiv to be mechaber oviv, but it could very well be that oviv is mechuyiv to mechaber benoi also. It could be like that. Or maybe not. That is the shayla. That was the second shayla. Toshma. So the Gemara wants to be poishet the shayla. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ani eini kedai lamoid mipnei bini. Elo mishum kvoid beis nasi. That means, I personally would not stand up for my son, but since he was the chosen of the nasi, so that's why I stood up. That means, al tznesiyis, we find Rashi brings down in Chumash, ויחזק ישראל וישב על המיטה, מכאן שחילקין כובד למלכס. That Yaakov, you know, stood up for Yosef. He's a melech, there's a chiv, for Malchus, even though it was Yaakov Avinu. So Memele, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said as follows, I personally would not stand up for my son, no, but since he's the chosn of the Nasi, so he has some royalty in him, so there's a chiv, that's why I stand up for him. So the Gemara understood, I mean, he gave Agdome. I personally would not stand up for him. No, this is the reason I'm standing up. So the Gemara understood, why wouldn't you stand up for him like this? So because I'm his Rebbe. That's fair. Ani eini kedal amit bnei b'ni amishim kvoit beis nosi. Taim edan no Rebbe. That's why I'm his Rebbe, so that's why I wouldn't stand up for him. Ho iyu raboi ke'im nemi kamei. That's pshat in this Agdome. Since I'm his Rebbe, so I wouldn't stand up for him. But since he's a Nasi, I'm still standing up for him. But that could be Medayik, but if he would be my Rebbe, then I would stand up for him as Rebbe. Sumo says, no, that's not pshat. Hochi koma, ani eini kedei lamid bipnei bni vafilu hu raboi. Do ano avuo, that's pshat. He's saying, a father is not mechuyev to stand up for a son, even though he's his Rebbe. And mishum kvoyed beis nasi. As the covet of the beis nasi, that's why he's mechuyev. Let us see Rashi. Ani eni kedai lamid mipnei bni, kasal kedai tech tohochi koma. Ani raboi shel bni. V'lo yayisi kedai lamid mipona, because I'm his Rebbe, a nation is chatem benosi. Umidekoma ani eini kedai, shmamino di ilu hoye kedai shoye tamidei, avalei lamekim. So the Moses says, no, that's namuchach. Hochi kama kloima, eini kedai, dekoma lav mishum gdulas teirehu, ala mipnei, shu oviv kama, dein oviv kedai lamid nei amen. And Ovi is not, even though there's a Kvoy Torah also involved. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ibo yilu, rochuv kemahalich domi eloi. If a person is sitting on a movable object, so how do you look at it? Do you say he's sitting? Or since he's sitting on a movable object, so you say he's moving, he's walking. Rochav kemahalach domi or not. That means, let's see what Rashi says. Rochav kemahalach domi. Rabbi rochav kemahalach domi. V'tzorech lamed mipono. When the Rebbe passes by, you have to stand up from the Rebbe. Maybe it's not called the Rebbe's passing by, the horse is moving. But the Rebbe is sitting. He's sitting on his chair. So Memele, so it could be, when the Rebbe sits, I don't have to stand up for him. The horse is passing by. Do we say that since he's riding on the horse, so he has, so it's considered he's also a mahalach? B'tzorech lamed miponot. Oy lav kemahalach domi. Halukhi yoshev. The basre didei is leaning. We look at him. B'hoka yosef. He's sitting. No, the Rebbe is sitting, I have to stand up for him. I only have to stand up for him when he's passing by. He's sitting. The horse is moving. For the horse, I don't have to stand up. So that's the shail of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Omar Abaye, Toshma. So Abaye said, I'll bring you a raya. There's a halacha that a metzoire is metame ba'oyel, like a mace. Just like a mace is metame boil, a metzer is metame boil, but there's a unique halacha, tomi yiyem ha'yishavoy, that it's only metame when he's sitting. When he's kavua, when he's sitting in a mokim, then that area becomes tomi. But if he is not sitting in that mokim, he's not kavua in that mokim, then he's not metame the mokim. He's different than a mace in this nekudah. We learned as follows. Tomei yoyshev tachas ilum. A tomei is sitting underneath a ilum. The ilum is an oyel. V'toyer oymeid. And a toyer is standing. He's not kabua there. Tomei. as long as the Tomei is Yoshev, so the Torah is Tomei. Tomei Oimei Tachasilu, Neva Metzoyre, that's Oimei Tachasilu, the Toher Yoshev, the Torah is Kavua there, Toher, she's Toher, because you need Moshavoi Tomei, he's only Metame when he's sitting, when the Tomei is here. The Im Yoshava Tomei, but what is if now the Tomei sits down, a Toher Tomei. A person is holding an Evan Hamanugas. So this person that's holding it, it matters, is this person sitting or is this person standing? If this person is sitting, so then the Evan is Metameh. The Evan is the din of a Metzayre. If the person is standing, the Evan is not Metameh. So you see, you do not look at the Evan. You look at on what the Evan is resting on. If the Evan is resting on a Dova Ha'oimed, so it's considered that the Evan is an Oimed, not a Yoshev. If the Evan is on a Dova Ha'yoshev, so then it's considered that the Evan is also Yoshev. What does he Rashi? Zot Rashi, Ochik Zin Lach Barayis B'teres Kenim. Tomei Yoshev Tachas Ilon. V'toi Ha'oimed, Tomei. Tomei Ha'oimed Tachas Ilon, V'toi Yoshev Toi. Im Yoshev Atomei, Atoyer Tomei, Bechem Beben Amenagas, V'yalof lo mikro dey mitzoyre mitamei, Toyer hanichnas imei lo'oyel, Elim ken Yoshev ha-mitzoyre. The mitzoyre has to be sitting. V'reishe de v'reise hochi ise, Michutz lamachne Moishovoi. Moishovoi Tomei, it's Tomei if only if he's kavu, if he's sitting. V'kanom Atomei Yoshev tachzilon. Tomei oime tachzilon, So we see from this rochav kemahalach domim, the lav basrei di deyos linen, the laboso, you don't look at the person, a laboso behime anoisosoi, the hocha leboso ebenos linen, a laboso odom anoisos linen, di basra di dos linen, if you look at the stone, the layosham noisa nitmatur, the iu mesim yosva bechekoi, the stone was sitting all the time. So it seems you look at the, you don't look at the, you don't look at the person. You look at the thing that he's sitting in. We once mentioned that the Magen Avraham brings down the halacha if. Like this, by Zimun, in order to be Mizamen, you need three people have to be Kavua. Kavuim Lechel, if they're all walking around, there's no din Kvias. So the Magen Avraham wants to say that if you have three people in a wagon, al Saloch of Mahalach, Reichet ke Mahalach Domi, so could be there's no din Zimun. Because they're on a movable object. Mashenkin, if they're in a ship, then there's a story to say, Svina Menach Naich Amaya the Kamamti law, there it's considered that they are not on a movable object, and then there will be a din zimun. Zakti Gemara Vait, Iboilu, Mahu Lamoid Mipnei Sefer Torah. Is there a chiyuv? We learned Psukim, you have to stand up for Talmud Chochem. You have to stand up for a Sefer Torah. Rab Chelkiye v'Rab Simin v'Rab Loza Omri Kal V'Chayma v'Pnei Loim Deho Oindim Miponeho Loi Kolshke. So if you stand up for a person who's learning the Torah alone you zichah have to stand up. So the Rishayim Eska Kashe, the Gemara in Makkah says, Ani Bavloi Tipshoi. From our Gemara it seems, there's a greater chiyuv to stand up for a Sefer Torah than for a Talmud Chochem. That's a Kal V'Chayma. Mipnei loim de'oim oim dim, nei sefer Torah loi kolshkein. I mean, sefer is greater than a loim et Torah. So Sefer Torah is greater. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, Tosfos HaRosh, the Gemara in Makkah says, Fakert, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. The Bavloim are Tipshim. They stand up for Sefer Torah. They don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. So why are they Tipshim? Agamar says that a Sefer Torah is more Choshev. So the Tosfos HaRosh has a very interesting teretz. He says, why are they standing up for the Sefer Torah? Will you show me a posik in the Torah that says you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah? You won't find it. Look, and from the beginning then, you won't find a posik. You know what you'll find in the Torah? They have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Oh, so if you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, about the Gemis, you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah. So the whole Mekor that you stand up for a Sefer Torah is because there's a Loch, you stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Now, if you're not standing up for a Talmud Chacham, so you stand up for a Sefer Torah, not standing up for a Talmud Chacham. There's no Mekor for a Sefer Torah without Talmud Chacham. So splitting the hair and saying there's a Chiyuv Kima for Sefer Torah without being a Chiyuv Kima for a Talmud Chacham, you're a tipish, because there's no such Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is derived from the Din Kima of a Talmud Chacham. Let's go a little further. Now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Loi v'Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi Avi Yosfi. They were sitting and learning. Cholef va'ozel Rav Shimon Barabe v'komo mikame. He passed by, they stood up for him. Omalo, so he had a taina on them, two tainas. Why did you stand up for me? Heltamaisa. Chode da'atun chakimi va'anochova. You're bigger chachamim than I am. I'm a chova. A chova is less than a chacham. So I'm a chova. Why did you stand up for me? Va'oit, and he had another taina. Klum Teire Oimedes Mipnei Lomdeho. He says, when you're learning Teire, now you are learning Teire, so you're like a Heftz of Teire. You're now like, you're a living Sefer Teire, now you're in the middle of learning Teire. And I'm a Loime Teire, but I'm not like a Heftz of Teire. So the Teire should stand up, Milomdeho. So your pain is on them. Sovelo ki Rabbi Lozer, the Omer Rabbi Lozer, in Talmud Chochem, Rashoi, Lamo ibn Ibn Rabbi, Bisho, Sho, Isik, Betoire. Rabbi Lozer took a hold like this, that if Bishas is Isik, Betoire, he is a din of Kedushas of Toire, he's Kudsh Bricha, Vyaraisa, Vyasol Chadu, he's Dovuk in Toire, so he is a Kedushas of Toire. Layet Allah Abaye. Abaye said, whoever paskins like this Rabbi Lozer, so he cursed him. There's no such thing. Talmud Chacham versus Abaye. The first thing, okay, you say you're a chob, but to say that Bishas you're learning, you're not mechuyev to stand up, kum klum toiroi medes mdeolundeo, that Abaye vehemently disagreed with this. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Ma olamoid mi mechayim lemeikam eloi, teira metzvei lemdeo, bit mi elefi sha'asukim bedvar haloche, they were oisig ha'yekori lehulet didu teira atzmai, so you're a chepts of teira. Ule didei kori lemdeo himself, he called him a leime teira. Layet Allah abaye ahachte rabbi Elozer kolman detzayisle. So there's a very interesting hamakne that says as follows. Mir dikezach. He says, we don't pass on that Rabbi Lozer. In the middle of learning, you stand up. He says, but it depends. He says, if you're standing up, this is not Goyrim Bittel Teire. And he said, Bizman Chazal, they used to learn standing up. Fakert, the Mishmeisram Gumil Bottle Kvayda Teire, that they started learning sitting down. Like this used to stand up. So there's no bittul Torah involved by standing up. So this concept, a Sefer Torah standing for a Talmud Chacham, that Abaye didn't like. But the Makne says, but what is, if when you're standing up, in the middle of learning, and then Talmud Chacham passes by, so then the Gemara already is, I'm out of the sugya, I stand up for a Talmud Chacham, you're mevatel Torah, das nicht. a kime that's goyrem bittel teure, it is no chiyiv kime. That's what Bamaka wants to say. And I'd like to mention a maise. I was informed, someone told me this was a maise shahoya, that the Chazaynish was once invited to be a sandik for the Volbe, who was then Mashkiach in Be'er Yaakov. So he was coming to the yeshiva. So the Volbe asked him, what should the Bochim do when the Chazaynish doesn't come into the Beis Medrash? So the Chazaynish said they should continue learning. That's Kvoda Torah. They should Rekachoya. He walked into the Beis Medrash and they continued learning. So this stems very much with the Hamakne. And perhaps this is also pshat in there's a Teferis Yisroel in Mishnayis and Ovis. It says, Memches Dvorim Atayra Niknes Ben. One of them is Miyater Echeretz. So he says a very interesting pshat. If a person is in the middle of learning, someone comes in, I gotta stand up for him, I gotta shoulder. Walked in. Miyater Echeretz. Need some, you know, learning now. Continue learning. Look the Gemara weiter. V'ibitu achrei Moshe ad boyoi ho'oyelo. They looked after Moshe Rabbeinu till he came to his oil. Rab Ami v'Rab Yitzhak Nafcha chad omar l'gnai v'chad omar l'shvach. I'd like to just learn this nekuda, not go to the whole Gemara. I'd like to learn one person, the Bito Achei Moshe. This is what it says in the Pasuk, they looked after Moshe, was Lignai. The Gemara doesn't mention what the Gnai was. So let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kedeise Mishum to Dava Megunahu, the Gemara didn't want to mention, Loirotza Lefarsamai. So Rashi says, what was the Gnai? Areyu Mefurish Pemedrish Rabbi Tanchume, Ru'u Kama Ovim Shoykov, Kama Tzavorov, Shomein, Hakul Mishalono. I'd like to mention, there's a Moiradike Be'er Yosef that says Pshat in what happened over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was passing by, and all of a sudden, one person looks at him, he had a back view. He gained weight, you see, look, his neck is got thicker, his feet are thick, he gained weight. That's what one person said. Next person says, why are you so naive? He's a person, all the money from the Mishkan, you know, he's the treasurer. Adam sheshalat al maleches ha-mishkan ein ata bevake sheyi osher. Don't be naive. Moshe Rabbeinu heard this. He heard he overheard the conversation. So the Medrash says, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, huh? That's what you're saying? Chayechem, when we'll finish the Mishkan, I'll give you a cheshbon of every pruta that came in. Eilep gudei ha-mishkan. Fine, that's what the Medrash says. So the Be'er Yosef says, Amir de Kipsha, what happened over here? So they mean, Klal Yisrael, we nisht viya, there are midbayev. So they are Yisrael over here, these two people, such a conversation. What's pshat? So he says, Amir de Kizach. He says, you have to know, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, all of them were millionaires. They came out Ashirim. The Gemara says in Bukhiris, there wasn't one yid that didn't have 90 donkeys that were loaded with kesef and zor from Mitzrayim. That was Bizis Mitzrayim. When it came to the Yamas, they were merdik wealthy. There was one poor person by Klal Yisrael. Know who that poor person was? Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't take chacham lev, yikach mitzvahs. He wasn't Isaac in Bizis Mitzrayim, not in Bizis Hayom. He was the only poor person. He didn't have money, finished. That was, so they knew this, fine. That was accepted. Now, Eshchaydish Elo, the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, Nizamir de Kemedrish, Psolacha, that he should be, that he should hakayis to the luchis. The Meisham told him apsoilus shelacha. It was very valuable. The Sampiran was a very, very valuable stone. He told them, all the remnants belongs to you. Shteiten Medrash, that the Rabbeinu Shlom said, Yisrael sheloines asku b'mitzvis, nosati lehem kol tuv eretz mitzrayim, and they are shirim. U'moyshe she'osak batz moysov shel Yosef yehe oni, etein loy esapsoyle she'yash. Finished. So the cheshbon that Moshe Rabbeinu became a Moshe, that the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Moshe Pesolach, this was Rosh Chodesh Elul. Not when the Moshe Rabbeinu was Pesol the Luchas, Rosh Chodesh Elul, he went up to with the Luchas, he was there till Yom Kippur, but on the Luchas, Moitzoi Yom Kippur, there was a meeting, we have to make a Mishkan. But all after this meeting, when the nation started coming in, they noticed Moshe Rabbeinu was a little more bright with the money. They noticed it. You could see it. No one knew about these psalists. So the Eden thought so. What happened all of a sudden? So they were tailored. That's the late summer tailored this. So how did he become rich overnight? So Kolchach, because that's what they knew. He went up, he came down, he made an appeal for the Mishkan, he's the treasure, and all of a sudden they saw, he's in a different darga of wealth already. They noticed it. They saw it. So that's they beat to Achrei Moshe. They studied him. And they wanted to figure out how did it come about, and that was Chadom Alignan.